Shout hallelujah, a loud hallelujah. Beloved, this is another wonderful day, a day like this, a day of grace, a day of favor, a day of power. This is the sixth day of the month of November, year 2020. We appreciate the Lord for His mercy upon our lives. We thank the Lord for making it possible for us to start this month and His protection upon our lives and our family. May His name be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. May the name of the Lord be adored in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, today is a wonderful day. God has made it possible for you to see today. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And as you are waking up today, you are waking up to have an encounter with the Holy Ghost. You are waking up to receive favor from God. You are waking up to receive an open heaven. You are waking up to be blessed by the Holy Ghost. You are waking up to receive more grace in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. The power in the blood of Jesus shall overshadow you in the name of Jesus Christ. Any good thing that have been stolen from your hand, they shall be recovered in full in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that they will recover all. Every good thing stolen from your hand shall be recovered. You will recover in full in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the enemy has done against you in the dream, was done against you physically, I cancel it by the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that you shall decree a thing, and what we decree shall be established. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established, and the light shall shine on your way. That is what the Bible said in Job chapter 22, verse 28. I decree into your life now by this prophetic action that every voice of the wicked that is sounding and calling your name from the grave, I command the voice to be silent forever, and I decree into your life, you will make it, you will conquer. You will conquer, you will defeat your enemy. Your enemy will submit, your enemy will go down. You know, in the name of Jesus Christ, every weapon the enemy uses against you shall backfire in the name of Jesus Christ. The conspiracy of darkness against your life shall be wasted in the name of Jesus Christ. Whosoever has collected witchcraft to deal with you shall deal with himself or herself and be exposed and be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Any arrow fired at you in the night shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Power assigned to make you naked shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Power assigned to disgrace your home shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. Whatever the enemy has concluded against you, I scatter them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every negative agreement, every negative prayer against your life, it shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, associate yourself together. Isaiah chapter 8, associate yourself together, O ye people, and thou shalt be broken to pieces. I decree every evil association against your family, every evil association against your home, every evil association against your destiny, they shall be broken to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. Every voice of the wicked standing against your destiny, they shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me, whatever the enemy has done against your destiny, I uproot it in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, every tree that my Father has not uprooted, shall be uprooted. Every tree that my Father has not planted shall be uprooted. It means that not every tree is what God has planted. Tree represent a thing, represent human being, represent a lot of things that the Lord has not planted in our life. A tree can be a satanic deposit. A tree can be a satanic pollution. A tree can be a form of sickness, can be a form of anything that God has not planted in our life. The Bible says everything that God has not planted, it shall be uprooted. What is that thing that God has not planted in your life? Sickness, God has not planted into your life. It's a tree that must be uprooted. Infirmity, God has not planted into your life. It's a tree that must be uprooted. Poverty, God has not planted into your life. It's a tree that must be uprooted. Failure, God has not planted into your life. It's a tree that must be uprooted. Sickness, God has not planted into your life. It's a tree that must be uprooted. Backwardness, God has not planted into your life. It's a tree that must be uprooted. Poverty, God has not planted into your life. It's a tree that must be uprooted. Untimely death, God has not planted into your life. It's a tree that must be uprooted. Therefore, anything that represents what God has not planted into your life, the Bible call it a tree. I challenge it. Whatever God has not planted into your life that is troubling you now, whatever God has not planted into life that is troubling your marriage, whatever God has not planted into your life that is troubling your destiny, whatever God has not planted into your life that is troubling your finances, it shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Miscarriage has not been planted by God. It must be uprooted. Marital failure, it has not been planted by God. It shall be uprooted. Therefore, whatever God has not planted into your life and is there here now, I challenge them in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, when the husband man, when he planted a good seed, and after some time, tares were also planted. Wheat was planted and tares was also planted. And when the man came and he saw it, he looked at it, said, what is all this one? And he answered them. He said, the enemy has planted it. The enemy has sowed it. The enemy has done this. Whatever the enemy has done in your life, it shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Have you forgotten what the Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10? He said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come to give you life. Not only life, life abundantly. Whatever the enemy has killed, whatever the enemy has stolen, whatever the enemy has destroyed in your life, today it shall be resurrected in the name of Jesus Christ. God shall bring you back. God shall give you joy. God shall give you good health. God shall give you sound mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Have they told you that you don't have womb? You shall have womb. Have they told you that you cannot give back? I tell you with authority, you will give back in the name of Jesus. Have they told you that your business cannot come up again? I'm telling you that business will come up again. Have they told you that you are going to be on the wheelchair, you can't walk again? I am telling you, you shall begin to walk now in the name of Jesus Christ. Have they told you that that sickness, we have to nurse it till you die? I am telling you, that sickness is not part of your body. That disease is not part of your body. It's coming out now in the name of Jesus. I challenge it. Whatever may be in that body that is not of God, be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. But beloved, there's something that we must deal with. Whether you like it or not, your enemy must be submitted. They must know that you have the Almighty God. But listen to me. If you have a sin in your life, it can stand against your breakthrough. It can deter your miracle. Therefore, wherever you are, begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord, I'm sorry. I want to give my life to the Lord. And you can say that every time. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me. I am here in your presence. Deliver me. And as I've said that, repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess my sin. I come before you. I know I am a sinner. Please come into my life. I declare publicly that you are my Lord and Savior. Save my soul in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, you have made it. Now you have the authority. Now you are saved. By this salvation, you are qualified to challenge the enemy. By this salvation, you are qualified to deal with the wicked. By this salvation, you are qualified to fight against the enemy. By this salvation, you are qualified to stand and the enemy will bow. That is why you are going to pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, every yoke of the wicked in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of the wicked in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, every negative dream that I have had, you will not see the light of the day. In the name of Jesus, every negative dream that I've had, you will not see the light of the day. In the name of Jesus, every negative dream that I've had, you will not see the light of the day. There. In Jesus' name, pray this one very well. Say, arrow fire into my body from the graveyard. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire to my body from the graveyard. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire to my body from the graveyard. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire to my body from the graveyard. Go back to the sender in the name of arrow that is fire into your body from the graveyard. I challenge you. Go back. In Jesus' name. There's a woman there that needs to pray this prayer. Say, power sucking my blood in the night. In the name of Jesus, power that is sucking your blood in the night. In the name of Jesus, power that is sucking your blood in the night. There, in the name of Jesus, power that is sucking your blood in the night. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Power that is eating my flesh in the night. There, in the name of Jesus, power that is eating my flesh in the night. There, in the name of Jesus, power that is eating my flesh in the night. There, in the name of Jesus, power that is eating my flesh in the night. There. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to challenge your system now. The power of God will fall upon you in a new way. Get a bottle of oil. I want to pray on it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this oil or this water in the hand of your children shall become anointed. It shall carry the power that breaks yoke. It shall carry the power that defeat the enemy. The Bible says, by the anointing, the yoke shall be broken. I decree that this water or this oil in the hand of your children
shall become an instrument of power. Do you have a bottle of oil? If you don't have, get a bottle of water. I am praying on them now, and they shall become anointed. They shall become powerful. They shall become an instrument of power. I decree into this bottle of oil. I decree into this bottle of water. Hear the word of the Lord. I speak to you at the early day of the sixth day of the month of November, year 2020. I speak to you right now. May this oil carry power. May this oil carry deliverance. May this oil become anointed. May this oil become fire. May this water become anointed. May this water become power. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, the miracle power shall enter into this material. Now, right now, deliverance power shall enter into this material. Right now, healing power shall enter into this material. In the name of Jesus Christ, anoint your center head. Now, get the oil and anoint your center head. When you anoint that head, you will say like this: every evil material in my head, come out. In the name of Jesus, every evil material in my head, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your chest and shout it louder. Say, every evil material in my heart, come out. In the name of Jesus, every evil material in my heart, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your navel right now. You shout it again. Say, every evil material in my reproductive organ, come out. In the name of Jesus, every evil material in my reproductive organ, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your hand and you shout it like that. Shout it like this with power, with authority. Say, every spiritual dog bite, attacking my hand. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual dog bite attacking your hand. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual dog bite attacking my hand. In Jesus' name, pray. I speak to you right now at the beginning of this day, at the beginning of this day, at the beginning of the day of 6th November, year 2020. All right, I command that everything planted to your body that is not of God, every evil tree in your body, every evil tree in your soul, every evil tree in your spirit shall be uprooted now, shall be uprooted, 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 shall be uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ. As you wake up today, you wake up into new strength, in new power, in the name of Jesus Christ. Today shall favor you. Today shall favor your destiny. Today shall be a day of joy, a day of power in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray this last prayer before you stop this prayer. I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, Holy Ghost, visit my foundation in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, visit my foundation, visit my foundation, visit my foundation. Holy Ghost, visit my foundation, 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 visit my foundation. Holy Ghost, visit my foundation. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That is Psalm chapter 11, verse 3. Listen to me. That prayer I have prayed now, by the time I close now, I want you to pray that prayer for yourself for the next 10 minutes. Say, Holy Ghost, visit my foundation, and you will see a lot of things the Lord will do. The Almighty God will connect you to your destiny helper. The Lord will provide for you. Any one of you that is looking for a suitor, somebody to get married to, listen to me now. God has provided your own bone. It has provided your own flesh. May you have a counter with your bone. May you have a counter with your flesh in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here and you are praying that, God, please, I need prosperity. Please, I need money to start my business again. May God provide it for you. May the Lord bless your hand, and your hand shall know prosperity. Your hands shall prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. It is a gift. Prosperity is a gift from the Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here and you are devoted? Are you here and you are downcasted? Are you here and you are weeping? I command the weeping in your life to be over. You will sing your song and dance your dance in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here and you are on sick bed? Are you here? Your body is not working very well. Are you here? Organs of your body is misbehaving. I command now that every part of your body shall begin to work well. In the name of Jesus, unwanted load in your body system shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here and you are crying that, it is long. This is now, look at my age. I have not given birth. I have not had a baby. I have not had children. I decree into your life now that is going to end now. You will never experience poverty again. The yoke of childlessness shall be broken in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Like I told you, before the end of this month, you shall be confirmed positive for pregnancy in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here now and you have been crying upon the Lord concerning academic success? May the Almighty God visit you with 10 times anointing of supernatural excellence in all that you do. Your academic shall be great. You shall have encounter with favor in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall be 10 times better than your mate. You will pass all your exam excellently well in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, nothing must make you downcast. Nothing must make you melancholy. Nothing must make you downcast. I say nothing must make you bend your head in melancholy. Believe God. God is going to do it. The Bible says there is a hope for a tree that is cut down. When the scent of water enter into the root, it will sprout again. That's what the Bible says. And may that prophecy come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. All the dry bone shall become living strength, living testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. May you encounter God of favor, God of grace, God of power, and God of prosperity, and God of sound health in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, I wish you above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health. Third down, verse 2. May you receive sound health in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in Jesus' name. This is your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akula.